Hey, this is Adam Sorensen, politics producer for Time.com. Welcome back to The Call, a weekly conversation with Time's political reporters on what they've been working on and the latest from Washington. Joining me this week are Michael Scherer, Time's White House correspondent, and Jaden Small, our congressional correspondent.
So, Michael, why don't you start us off? Now that health care is done, one of the next big issues for the Congress to take up is financial reform. Where does that stand?
Well, Chris Dodd, to his personal delight and perhaps slight trepidation, was able to pass out of his committee very quickly his bill this week, which sets up a floor fight for a few weeks from now when everybody gets back from vacation. It will be fought on two fronts. One, efforts by Republicans to sort of obstruct it or water it down or complicate it or make it something sound like something the American people don't want. And the other, there are going to be efforts from the right, or from the left, which may garner some Republican support to actually toughen it in a way that the bank lobby doesn't want. The White House and Chris Dodd are setting up this dichotomy, which you're either with the bank lobbyists or you're with the people. And me, Chris Dodd, who has had a big role in deregulating all regulations of banks over the last decade, is suddenly with the people.
Me, Chris Dodd, who financed my entire vanity run for the presidency in 2008 off of Wall Street donations. Yes, I'm with the people.
But he's retiring, right? So it doesn't matter.
Maybe he's come around, but he has a lot of critics. The White House is of the opinion that Chris Dodd is with the people because they're trying to cast this all for November as a Democrats versus the banks.
Wall Street versus Main Street.
Right, and would put Republicans on the banking Wall Street side of the ledger.
Exactly as they did with health care. Republicans are trying to protect the health insurers, and we're trying to protect the patients and the people.
When Dodd released the bill, a lot of the headlines were about the Consumer Finance Protection Agency, because one of the big differences from the House bill was that it wasn't an independent agency anymore. It was under the auspices of the Fed. But going through the bill, it looked like there are actually some parts where the Dodd bill is stronger.
Yeah, it is stronger in some ways. It's stronger in regulations of derivatives. I don't think that the shift into the Fed, I'm not sure that is a huge deal. It's still a presidential-appointed position within the Fed, so it's a semi-independent part of the Fed. And I think CFPA gets all the attention because it's the only part of this bill that anybody understands. And so it's the only part of this bill that you can really get any public excitement out of. And so all the groups that are out there fundraising on various sides of this keep using it. The other side is the U.S. Chamber loves CFPA because it's their way of trying to beat up on the whole bill. That's another part of that. And then the other part is the too big to fail issues, which is essentially to empower and establish a newly organized regulatory structure that would theoretically discover and uncover problems before they arise, even though the history of financial regulation shows that that usually doesn't happen.
Okay, before we put everyone listening to sleep, let's talk about something else. What are the good re-election battles going on right now?
I don't know. I mean, I think Reid's re-election is interesting, so is McCain's. I mean, Reid's hoping that now that health care reform is done and they can turn to more popular legislation, that, his name won't be quite so radioactive anymore and he can start sort of highlighting his all of the great things that he's done for the state of Nevada. Frankly, I've always been personally convinced that Reid's only commercial that he should run is, "Without me, Yucca Mountain, without me, you would like glow in the dark," because he is basically the only thing standing between the federal government and building Yucca Mountain. But he's not run that commercial yet.
What about Hayworth McCain, the primary challenge? Is that credible at all?
I mean, McCain's scared enough that he's got Sarah Palin coming in for him, and I don't think that he would have her come in unless he was sort of desperate. J.D. Hayworth has got his own set of problems. He's kind of a kook, Like, he's definitely got, he's tainted by this whole Jack Abramoff issues, way back when. But it's just the Tea Partiers, when I was at the National Tea Party Convention, and even at the CPAC, they really hate John McCain. It's like this visceral reaction. And they all seem convinced that John McCain is more liberal than, Scott Brown somehow, that weird. I don't know. It's just, I think that they just blame him for the disaster of 2008, and it's a lot of bitterness there. So,
sticking with the Senate for a minute, but going to Florida, Charlie Crist is the current governor, but he's running for Senate, and his primary challenger, Marco Rubio, are holding a debate on Fox News Sunday. What's that going to be about?
It's going to be about Crist attacking Rubio as the devil's seed. And Rubio is saying, I'm a principled conservative. I don't know what this guy's talking about. He's losing at the polls.
It's going to be about tax returns, ka-ching. It's going to be about all of those Rubio American Express statements from the party where he, like, used party money to go shopping and do, you know, get, what was it? Is it, it was a $200 haircut, I think.
Back wax.
Unsubstantiated claims of back wax.
Unsubstantiated back wax.
It's going to be ugly, I think. I think it's going to be really ugly. But then again, that whole race has been really ugly. So.
And Rubio's, I mean, he's got a cushion. He's got still some space to fall.
Well, but he can't fall too much. The momentum can't be going to the other guy going into the...
Yeah, he might have peaked too early.
Yeah.
Can Kendrick Meek, the Democrat, does he have any chance of picking up the pieces, or is it just not Democrats here in Florida?
Oof. He's, you know, I don't know. He's not doing that great in polls. He's not that charismatic a candidate. You know, he's definitely been struggling. So I think it looks to be a Republican year no matter what, but I think a lot will depend on how the economy does and how the job situation looks and whether or not the housing market's rebounded in Florida by the time they go to the polls.
And how beat up? I mean, you could imagine Rubio losing and then his supporters refusing to vote.
Right.
In the general. I mean, there are scenarios where you could have... I think it's just too early to tell, really, how that will shake out.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
For more political news and analysis, head over to time.com/politics. Once again, I'm Adam Sorensen, and this is The Call. Tune in next week.